The Testament of Moses, sometimes called the Assumption of Moses. Please note, this text is very badly mutilated, which is 2,500 years after the creation of the world, but according to an Oriental chronology, after the departure from Phoenicia, when after the Exodus, which had been led by Moses, the people had gone up to Ammon across Jordan. This is the prophecy which was made by Moses in the book of Deuteronomy. Moses called to himself Joshua, the son of Nun, a man approved by the Lord, that Joshua might become the minister for the people in the tent of testimony, which contained all the holy objects, and that he might lead the people into the land which had been promised to their fathers, the land which he, in the tent, had declared by covenant and oath that he would give them through the leadership of Joshua. Then Moses spoke to Joshua this word, "Go forward with all your strength, that you may do everything which has been commanded in such a way as will cause you no blame in the sight of God. For this is what the Lord of the world has decreed. He created the world on behalf of his people, but he did not make his purpose of creation openly known from the beginning of the world, so that the nations might be found guilty. Instead, that they might abjectly declare themselves guilty by their own mistaken discussions of creation's purpose. But he did design and devise me, who was prepared from the beginning of the world, to be the mediator of his covenant. Therefore I shall speak plainly to you. The years of my life have come to an end, and in the presence of the entire community I am going to sleep with my fathers. But you, take this writing so that later you will remember how to preserve the books which I shall entrust to you. You shall arrange them, anoint them with cedar, and deposit them in earthenware jars in the place which God has chosen from the beginning of the creation of the world, a place where his name may be called upon until the day of recompense, when the Lord will surely have regard for his people. Behold now, the people under your leadership will enter into the land which God firmly promised to give their fathers. In that land you will bless them and give to each of them their individual portions. Further, you shall firmly establish a kingdom for them, and with discernment and justice you shall appoint local magistrates in accordance with the will of the Lord. Then some years after they shall have entered their land, they shall be ruled by leaders and princes for 18 years. But during a period of 19 years, the 10 tribes will separate themselves. During the first mentioned time, the 12 tribes will move the tent of testimony to the place where God, the God of heaven, will build a place for his sanctuary. The 2 holy tribes will be settled there, but the 10 tribes will establish for themselves their own kingdom with its own ordinances. The 2 tribes will offer sacrifices in the chosen place for 20 years. 7 will build strongly the walls, and I will protect 9. 4, however, will violate the covenant of the Lord and defile the oath which the Lord made with him. They will offer their sons to foreign gods and will set up idols in the temple, that they may worship them. Yes, even in the house of the Lord they will perpetrate idolatry and carve images of all sorts of animals. There will come in those days a king against them from the east, and his cavalry will overrun their land, and with fire he will burn their city, with the holy temple of the Lord, and he will carry off all the holy vessels, and will exile all the people, and will lead them to his own land. Yea, the 2 tribes he will take with him. Then, considering themselves like a lioness in a dusty plain, hungry and parched, the 2 tribes will call upon the 10 tribes, and shall declare loudly, "Just and holy is the Lord, for just as you sinned, likewise we, with our little ones, we have been led out with you." Then, hearing the reproachful words of the 2 tribes, the 10 tribes will lament and will say, What shall we with you do, brothers? Has not this tribulation come upon the whole house of Israel?" And then all the tribes will lament, crying out to heaven, saying, "God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, remember your covenant which you made with them, and the oath which you swore to them by yourself, that their seed would never fail from the land which you had given them. Then in that day they will remember me, saying from tribe to tribe, even each man to his neighbor, Is this not that which was made known to us in the prophecies by Moses, who suffered many things in Egypt, and at the Red Sea, and in the wilderness for 40 years, when he solemnly called heaven and earth to witness against us that we should not transgress God's commandments, of which he had become the mediator for us? These things which have come upon us since that time are according to his admonition, declared to us at that time. And those words have been confirmed even to our being led as captives, and in the land of the east, and they will be as slaves for about 77 years. Then one who is over them will come upon the scene, and he will stretch forth his hands, and bow his knees and pray for them, saying, Lord of all, King of the lofty throne, you who rules the world, who has willed that his people be for you a chosen people, yea, who has willed to be called their God according to the covenant which you made with their fathers, yet they with their wives and children have gone as captives into a foreign land, surrounded by the gates of strangers, where there is a great majesty. Have regard for them, and have compassion for them, O heavenly Lord. Then God will remember them because of the covenant which he made with their fathers, and he will openly show his compassion. And in those times he will inspire a king to have pity on them and send them home to their own land. Then some parts of the tribes will arise and come to their appointed place, and they will strongly build its walls. Now the two tribes will remain steadfast in their former faith, sorrowful and sighing because they will not be able to offer sacrifices to the Lord of their fathers. But the 10 tribes will grow and spread out among the nations during the time of their captivity. And when the times of exposure come near and punishment arises through kings, who, though sharing their crimes, yet punish them, then they themselves will be divided as to the truth. Consequently, the word was fulfilled that they will avoid justice and approach iniquity, and they will pollute the house of their worship with the customs of the nations, and they will play the harlot after foreign gods, for they will not follow the truth of God. But certain of them will pollute the high altar by the offerings which they place before the Lord. They are not truly priests at all, but slaves, yea, sons of slaves. For those who are the leaders, their teachers, in those times will become admirers of avaricious persons, accepting polluted offerings, and they will sell justice by accepting bribes. And therefore their city and the full extent of their dwelling places will be filled with crimes and iniquities, for they will have in their midst judges who will act with impiety toward the Lord, and will judge as they please. Then powerful kings will rise over them, and they will be called priests of the Most High God. They will perform great impiety in the Holy of Holies, and a wanton king who will not be of a priestly family will follow them. He will be a man rash and perverse, and he will judge them as they deserve. He will shatter their leaders with the sword, and he will exterminate them in secret places, so that no one will know where their bodies are. He will kill both old and young, showing mercy to none. Then fear of him will be heaped upon them in their land, and for 34 years he will impose judgments upon them as did the Egyptians, and he will punish them, and he will beget heirs who will reign after him for shorter periods of time. After his death there will come into their land a powerful king of the west, who will subdue them, and he will take away captives, and a part of their temple he will burn with fire. He will crucify some of them around their city. When this takes place, the times will quickly come to an end. Then will rule destructive and godless men, who represent themselves as being righteous, but who will, in fact, arouse their inner wrath, for they will be deceitful men, pleasing only themselves, false in every way imaginable, such as loving feasts at any hour of the day, devouring, gluttonous. But really they consume the goods of the poor, saying their acts are according to justice, while in fact they are simply exterminators, deceitfully seeking to conceal themselves, so that they will not be known as completely godless because of their criminal deeds committed all the day long, saying, we shall have feasts, even luxurious winings and dinings. Indeed, we shall behave ourselves as princes. They, with hand and mind, will touch impure things, yet their mouths will speak enormous things, and they will say, do not touch me, lest you pollute me in the position I occupy. And there will come upon them punishment and wrath such as never happened to them from the creation till that time when he stirs up against them a king of the kings of the earth, who, having supreme authority, will crucify those who confess their circumcision. Even those who deny it, he will torture and hand them over to be led to prison in chains, and their wives will be given to the gods of the nations, and their young sons will be cut by physicians to bring forward their foreskins. Still others among them will be punished by torture, both by fire and sword, and they will be compelled to bear publicly as burdens idols which are polluted, just as those who revere them are polluted. Likewise, they will be compelled by their torturers to enter into their secret place, where they will be compelled to blaspheme outrageously the word, and finally to blaspheme both their laws and what they had placed upon their own altar. Then, even as he was speaking, there will be a man from the tribe of Levi, whose name is Taxo. He, having seven sons, will speak earnestly to them. See, my sons, behold, a second punishment has befallen the people, cruel, impure, going beyond all bounds of mercy, even exceeding the former one. For which nation, or which province, or which people, who have done all many crimes against the Lord, have suffered such evils as have covered us? Now therefore, sons, heed me. If you investigate, you will surely know that never did our fathers nor their ancestors tempt God by transgressing his commandments. Yea, you will surely know that this is our strength. Here is what we shall do. We shall fast for a three-day period, and on the fourth day we shall go into a cave, which is in the open country. There let us die rather than transgress the commandments of the Lord of Lords, the God of our fathers. For if we do this, and do die, our blood will be avenged before the Lord. Then his kingdom will appear throughout the whole creation. Then the devil will have an end, yea, sorrow will be led away with him. Then will be filled the hands of the messenger, who is in the highest place appointed. Yea, he will at once avenge them of their enemies. For the heavenly one will arise from his kingly throne. Yea, he will go forth from his holy habitation, with indignation and wrath on behalf of his sons. And the earth will tremble, even to its ends shall it be shaken. And the high mountains will be made low, yea, they will be shaken, as enclosed valleys will they fall. The sun will not give light, and in darkness the horns of the moon will flee. Yea, they will be broken in pieces. It will be turned wholly into blood. Yea, even the circle of the stars will be thrown into disarray. And the sea all the way to the abyss will retire, and the sources of water which fail. Yea, the rivers will vanish away. For God Most High will surge forth, the Eternal One alone. In full view will he come to work vengeance on the nations. Yea, all their idols will he destroy. Then you will be happy, O Israel, and you will mount up above the necks and the wings of an eagle. Yea, all things will be fulfilled, and God will raise you to the heights. Yea, he will fix you firmly in the heaven of the stars, in the place of their habitations, and you will behold from on high. Yea, you will see your enemies on the earth, and recognize them, and you will rejoice, and you will give thanks. Yea, you will confess your Creator. But you, Joshua, son of Nun, keep these words and this book, for from my death and burial until his coming there will pass 250 times. And this is the course of times which will come until they are completed. However, I shall be asleep with my fathers. Therefore you, Joshua, son of Nun, be strong, for God has chosen you to be my successor in the same covenant. And when Joshua heard the words of Moses, so written in his testament, all the things which he had said, he tore his garments and fell at Moses' feet. And Moses, though he wept with him, encouraged him. And Joshua replied to him, saying, Why do you console me, Master Moses? And in what way may I be consoled concerning the bitter message spoken, which has gone forth from your mouth, a message full of tears and sobbings, because you are departing from this people? What place will receive you, or where will you be? Will be the marker of your sepulcher? Or who, as a man, will dare you to move your body from place to place? For all who die there are appropriately their sepulchers in the earth. But your sepulcher is from the rising to the setting of the sun, and from the south to the limits of the north. The whole world is your sepulcher. Now, Master, you are going away, and who will sustain this people? Or who will have compassion on them, and will be for them a leader on their way? Or who will pray for them, not omitting a single day, so that I may lead them into the land of their forefathers? How, therefore, can I be guardian of this people, as a father is to his only son, or as a mother is to her virgin daughter, who is being prepared to be given to a husband? A mother who is disquieted, guarding the daughter's body from the sun, and seeing to it that the daughter's feet are not without shoes when she runs upon the ground? Can I be responsible for food to them, for them as they desire, and drink according to their will? For there were 100,000 of them, but they have, by your prayers, increased so much, Master Moses. And what wisdom and intelligence do I have, either to judge or give an opinion in the house? Moreover, when the kings of the Amorites hear of your death, believing that there is no longer with us that sacred spirit, worthy of the Lord, manifold and incomprehensible, Master of leaders, faithful in all things, the divine prophet for the whole earth, the perfect teacher in the world. Now believing that they can storm us, they will say, let us go up against them. If the enemies have, up till now, but a single time, acted impiously against their Lord, there is now no advocate for them who will bear messages to the Lord on their behalf in the way that Moses was the great messenger. He, in every hour, both day and night, had his knees fixed to the earth, praying and looking steadfastly toward him who governs the whole world with mercy and justice, reminding the Lord of the ancestral covenant and the resolute oath. Thus they will say, he is no longer with them. Therefore let us go up and crush them from the face of the earth. What then will happen to these people, Master Moses? And when he had finished speaking these words, Joshua again fell at the feet of Moses. And Moses grasped his hand and raised him into the seat before him, and responding to him, he said, Joshua, do not demean yourself, but free yourself from care and pay attention to my words. God has created all the nations which are in the world, just as he created us, and he has foreseen both them and us from the beginning of the creation of the world, even to the end of the age. Indeed, nothing, to the least thing, has been overlooked by him. But rather he has seen all things, and he is the cause of all. The Lord has seen beforehand the things which may come to be in the world, and behold, they have come to pass. Established me for them and for their sins, and on their behalf. Yet this is not on account of either my strength or weakness. It is simply that his mercies and long-suffering have lightened on me. Likewise, I say to you, Joshua, that it is not on account of the piety of this people that you will drive out the nations. All of the supports of the canopy of heaven, created and declared good by God, are indeed under the ring of his right hand. Therefore, those who truly fulfill the commandments of God will flourish and will finish the good way. But those who sin by disregarding the commandments will deprive themselves of the good things which were declared before. They indeed will be punished by the nations with many tortures, but it is not possible for the nations to drive them out or extinguish them completely. For God, who has foreseen all things in the world, will go forth in his covenant which was established, and by the oath which... Manuscript ends.